Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 28, Part 2, Existential Ecstatic Love, Continued. Degrees of Ecstatic Symptoms. Out of the many ecstatic symptoms of the body, the symptom of being stunned is especially significant. According to the degree of being stunned, the vital force within the body becomes agitated, and due to such a state, the other ecstatic loving symptoms sometimes become altered. These transcendental ecstatic symptoms gradually develop, and in the course of such development, they are sometimes called smoky, sometimes called blazing, and sometimes called shining. These three degrees are experienced for many, many years, and they extend to different parts of the body. Unlike shedding of tears and faltering of the voice, the condition of being stunned is spread all over the body. The shedding of tears and faltering of the voice are simply localized symptoms. The shedding of tears, however, sometimes makes the eyes become swollen and whitish, and sometimes the lenses of the eyes become differently focused. Faltering of the voice may sometimes cause choking in the throat and extreme anxiety. And as the different symptoms of these ecstatic manifestations are localized, they are accompanied by different local reactions. For example, when the throat is choked up because of a faltering voice, there may be a sound like gura. Such sounds choke the voice, and with extreme mental anxiety, they may be manifest in different ways. All these symptoms are listed under the dried-up existential condition known as smoky, and they are exhibited in different ways. Sometimes, while participating in ceremonies celebrating Krishna's pastimes, or in the society of devotees, there is dancing ecstasy. Such sentiments are called blazing. However, none of the above symptoms can be manifest without the basic principle of strong attachment for Krishna. In the smoky condition of such ecstatic expressions, the symptoms could otherwise be hidden. This type of symptom was experienced by the priest Gargamuni, who was performing some ritualistic ceremony in the house of Nanda Maharaj. And when Gargamuni heard about Krishna's killing of the Aga Asura demon, there were some tears visible in his eyes. His throat was trembling, and perspiration covered his whole body. In this way, priest Gargamuni's beautiful face assumed a nice condition. When several such ecstatic symptoms are visible, the condition is called blazing. For example, one of Krishna's friends told him, "O Krishna, as soon as I heard the sound of your flute from within the forest, my hands became almost motionless, and my eyes became full of tears. So much so, in fact, that I could not recognize your peacock feather. My thighs became almost completely stunned, so that I could not move even one inch. Therefore, my dear friend Krishna, I must acknowledge the wonderful vibration of your transcendental flute." Similarly, one gopi said to another, "My dear friend, when I heard the sound of Krishna's flute, I tried to hide myself from the reaction of the vibration. But still, I could not check the trembling of my body, and therefore, all of my friends in the house could detect my attachment for Krishna without any doubt." When the ecstatic symptoms cannot be checked, and they simultaneously appear in four or five different categories, this stage of ecstatic love is called shining. The example is cited in this connection that when the sage Narada saw Lord Krishna standing before him, Narada's body became so stunned that Narada stopped playing on his veena. And because of his faltering voice, Narada could not offer any prayers to Krishna, and Narada's eyes filled with tears. Thus, Narada's ability to see Krishna was also obstructed. And when similar symptoms were manifest in the body of Srimati Radharani, some of her friends criticized her. "Oh, dear friend, you are blaming the aroma of the flowers for the tears in your eyes, and you are rebuking the air for the standing of the hairs on your body. And you are also cursing your walking in the forest for your thighs being stunned. But your faltering voice reveals the cause to be different. It is just your attachment for Krishna only." Srila Rupa Goswami remarks that when various symptoms become manifest very prominently, then the devotee's condition may be called the brightest. For example, a friend of Krishna addressed him, "My dear Pitambara, because of separation from you, all the residents of Goloka Vrindavan are perspiring, and they are lamenting with different words. Their eyes have become moistened with tears. Actually, all of them are in great confusion." There is a supreme symptom of ecstatic love, which is called Mahabhava. This Mahabhava expression is possible only in Srimati Radharani. But later on, when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to feel the mood of love of Radharani, Sri Krishna Chaitanya also expressed all of the symptoms of Mahabhava. Srila Rupa Goswami says in this connection that when the symptoms of ecstatic love become the most bright, that stage is accepted as Mahabhava. Srila Rupa Goswami further analyzes the ecstatic loving expression into four divisions, which are called Sattvika Abhasa. Now, sometimes impersonalists who are not actually in devotional service may also exhibit such symptoms of ecstatic love. But this is not accepted as actual ecstasy, for it is a reflection only. For example, sometimes in Varanasi, a holy city for impersonalist scholars, there may be seen a sannyasi crying from hearing the glories of the Lord. Impersonalists also sometimes chant the Hare Krishna mantra and dance, but their aim is not to serve the Lord. It is to become one with the Lord and merge into His existence. Rupa Goswami therefore says that even if the reactions to chanting are manifest in the impersonalist body, they should not be considered to be symptoms of actual attachment, but reflections only, just like the sun reflected in a dark room through some polished glass. The chanting of Hare Krishna, however, is so nice and transcendental that it will eventually melt even the hearts of persons who are impersonalists. Rupa Goswami says that the impersonalist symptoms are simply reflections of ecstatic love, not the real thing. Sometimes it is found that when staunch logicians, without any trace of devotional service, and without actually understanding the transcendental glories of the Lord, sit down to hear the glories of the Lord, they appear to be melting and shedding tears. In this connection, there is a statement by a devotee who addresses the Lord in this way. Oh, my dear Mukunda, I cannot properly express the glories of your pastimes. Even when the non-devotees hear of your glorious pastimes, they also become affected and shed tears, and they start to tremble. Such non-devotees are not actually melted. They are hard-hearted. But the influence of the glories of the Lord is so great that even the non-devotees sometimes shed tears. And sometimes it is found that a non-devotee who practically has no taste for Krishna and who follows no rules or regulations can, by practice, make a show of devotional symptoms, even crying in the assembly of devotees. But this shedding of tears is not actually an ecstatic loving expression, however. It is done simply by practice. Although there is no need to describe these reflections of ecstatic love, Rupa Goswami gives some instances where there is no actual devotional service and where such expressions are manifest. Thus ends Chapter 28, Part 2 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Existential Ecstatic Love Continued. Recorded March 14, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.